Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome. Before we jump into this conversation, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ. I producers shoot people for that, which is leaving on my cell phone. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com. Remember, it is a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. So you can go to mecu.com or go to steinershow.org and click on their banner. We are joined in the studio now by a director and two of the cast members of Jitney, which is going to be performed here from February 9th through the 12th at Murphy Fine Arts Center. And, of course, Jitney is the 1970s play for that written by August Wilson. They wrote a play about every decade in the 20th century. The great August Wilson, who is America's Shakespeare, many people say, and that play is going to be here at Morgan. The director is Shirley Bassfield Dunlap. And it's always great to have her in our studios.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
And Roscoe Orman is with us, who for the last 37 and a half years has been playing Gordon on Sesame Street and does many more things than that. One of them is to play Becker in Jitney, which is a great role. And Roscoe,
thank you
for coming to Morgan, and thank you for being in Baltimore, and good to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's great to be here. It really is.
And we also have another cast member playing Fielding, Grant Harvey, who is a senior here at Morgan State University. And are you a theater major?
Yes, I am a theater major, yes.
Well, welcome. Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, welcome. This is great. 410-319-8888 is the number here. So let's talk about this play. People who know theater or have a sense of who we are in America know the name August Wilson, though we don't know he's kind of – and he just passed away 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, 2005.
2000.
Yeah,
that long.
It's been,
that's when you were on my show to talk about it.
Yes, it's been that long.
Yeah. It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Yeah. It's very hard.
But let's talk about this play and this production.
You want to start, Roscoe?
Please do, Roscoe. Yeah.
Well, this, first of all, is a play that I've been wanting to do. I've only done one of August's plays previously. I've done two productions, actually, of Fences. First on Broadway, I was Gabriel, the younger brother to Troy. Came in mid-run. That play ran for a year and a half. May still hold the record for the Broadway run of a non-musical, drama.
Really?
On Broadway, yeah. Year and a half. So I had a good long run with that, and loved doing August's work and the role of Gabriel. Then several years after that, 2002, this lovely director, Shirley Bassfield Dunlap, asked me to come out to Madison, Wisconsin, and play Troy in Fences, which I did.
Did you direct it out there?
She directed it out there. And we had a great time. It really was. And it was, by that point, a role that I was, waiting for.
Right, right.
To be offered because
right.
I was the right age. You know, just like in this case, I'm the right age for Becker. So
you do have to get to that point sometimes.
Yeah.
if not in necessary age, just in history to understand how what a man goes through, a person goes through at that point. Right.
Yes. I'm ready for Becker. And I've been, of the two times I saw Becker, the second time was actually 10 years ago because a few of us actors from Madison drove over to Milwaukee, where Jitney was running at Milwaukee Rep, and we saw that production. And that's when I said, that's a role that I want to do one day.
And here you are.
Here I am.
It's so cool that you're doing it here. I think it's really great. Let's talk about what this play's about.
Well, I think one of the things that's exciting about this play is, first of all, there are eight men and one woman in this play, and I chose it because I thought it would be a script that would be conducive to the age of our students, as well as being able to bring in community people, and then to be able to bring in a name such as Roscoe in the role of Becker as we celebrate the tenth year of the Murphy Fine Arts Center. Imagine that. It's been here for 10 years. And so I wanted to do something a bit different. This play is about men in the community and their service to the community, and their service is through being Jitney drivers. We call them here in Baltimore hacks. And where I'm Roscoe and I are both from New York, and we call them gypsies New York. But it's that service to the community that only we find that it's important for the community to have a service such as this when it is either because of economic reasons that one wants to use a jitney, or it is because, in this case, in this play that Mr. Wilson wrote, it was because those were the only means of transportation that would come into the community right. in mm-hmm. Pittsburgh. And so to have these men who are of a varied age, from early 20s all the way to the age of Becker, and also the Becker's age, to be in this one room at varied times throughout the day, the week, and to share their stories and to nurture each other through their stories was very important for me. So that's why I chose this to be the opening of our 10th season at Murphy Fine Arts Center.
How long have you been doing this at Morgan?
I have actually been, Mark, I've been here from 1984 to 95, then I left and went to Iowa State. And when I was at Iowa State, that's when I got the gig at Madison Rep and right. Did Fences. And then I came back in 2003. So I've been here since 2003.
We've been through a lot of transformations in Morgan's old theater department. We won't yes. go there now, though.
Yes. That's another
story. Another story. Well, not on the air.
That's true.
So, but in this, talk a bit about your character, Grant.
My character is the character of Fielding. Fielding is an alcoholic. Some like to say drunk, but I don't like to use that word because I believe alcoholic has a bit more class to it. So, Fielding is an alcoholic who is dealing with the woes of his own life, and the way that he tames his problems in life is by drinking. He's a functioning alcoholic, so sometimes you might not even be able to tell that he's been drinking, but I could say that 90% of his day is filled with drinking. But there's a certain kind of sadness behind Fielding that I find interesting, and that was very nice to come up with the backstory for my character and where that sadness comes from. So Fielding is a very exciting character. I don't want to give away any of the play, but he's an exciting character, and I think that he adds a sort of struggle to the cast, but a struggle that definitely anybody and everybody can see through and get through.
Folks, you can join us if you like, 410-319-8888. Maybe you've been a veteran of Morgan's Productions or other theater in this town, seen August Wilson's plays. I just want to get in conversation with the director and two actors of the play, the incredible Roscoe Ormans, here in Baltimore for this production, playing the lead role of Becker. And he might have entertained you as a child. Now you're a grown-up, and you can see him on stage.
we actually had an encounter with one of my former fans.
Oh, from yes. Sesame Street, right?
Who came yes. and interviewed us. He's a professional journalist who yeah. came and did a story on the production. And in the middle of the production said, "Oh, by the way, last time I saw you, I was sitting on your lap."
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And he brought in a picture to prove it.
And
that's
Mark,
great.
I love it. Mark, he's Aaron down at
Oh, Aaron Henkin.
Yes.
Great
kid. YPR.
One of my old producers.
Yes.
Wonderful young
yeah.
man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's very funny.
So,
yeah. That's great.
You know?
So, and for you, is it difficult to make these switches back and forth?
No,
because you're an actor. Of course, it's not
an
actor.
And I was a theater actor long before I was Gordon on Sesame Street, and I have remained such. You know,
you remained a theater actor.
A theater actor.
Right.
Yes,
you can leave Gordon. And
I can
go
leave
home.
Gordon in the closet. You know, although it's hard because people when they see me, they see Gordon.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Unless they come to see me on stage, and then they'll see Becker.
They'll see Becker.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Which I think is a wonderful match, because here he is as Becker. Well, he's Sesame Street's favorite dad, and then here he is as Becker, being the father
right.
to so many that are in his jitney station, because he's the owner of the jitney station. So he's the father to everyone there. So it's the perfect match.
We open the phones. There's interesting questions coming in about August Wilson and his play. 410-319-8888 is the number here. And Rosalind, you're on the air.
this is Rosalind Compton giving you guys a call.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, welcome. Good to talk to you.
I can't wait to see the production next week. I'm so excited about it. My question is, Jitney is one of those August Wilson plays that not a lot of people will direct or produce. You know, you see a lot of fences or you see the piano lesson done a lot. Mm-hmm. Why do you think people don't usually direct produce Jitney?
That's a good question.
I don't know, Ross. I think one of the things, and it is an excellent question, Ross, I think one of the things that is a fear factor is that it was August Wilson's first play before he became the August Wilson. And I think that when he revisited it later in his tenure as a playwright, there was a wonderful opportunity for him to revisit all of these characters. It is the only play that was not on Broadway. It was actually off
right.
Broadway. So that becomes an issue as well, Roz, that a lot of people, a great deal of people who want to have that name of having directed one of the plays that were on Broadway. I think also, Roz, and especially for me being a woman directing this particular piece, it can be very scary because, Roz, this play is about storytelling. And
right.
So each one of these men are, they're pretty much sitting around this Jitney station telling the most wonderful stories that anyone can imagine. And now in this day and age of immediate gratification and you know, moving around and singing and dancing and, you know, feeling merry and so forth, that it becomes very much a challenge because this play is all about these men telling wonderful stories that are pearls of wisdom. So you can get a director who may find it a challenge to be able to feel if, you know, if he or she can get that actor to just tell the story, and that
right.
becomes something that may be a fear factor. I don't know.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I love that answer, and I'm really looking forward to the production, and I know you all are going to do a wonderful job with it. August Wilson is a great storyteller.
Yes, he is.
And is awesomely talented. So thank you all so much.
Thanks, Roz, and see you Friday.
Thanks, Roz.
Next Friday.
Thanks for listening and calling.
Hey, Mark.
Take care, baby. So this play, one of the key pieces in this play is your son that comes home.
Mm-hmm.
From 19 years to
about 20 years.
20 years in prison.
Yeah.
And that's one of the kind of, this is a major element
it's
in this production.
It's a major dramatic confrontation between the father and son, which, you know, is really at the heart of the drama. I mean, because it's kind of referred to early on, but then there he is. And all that history, all of what led up to his being incarcerated. I'm not going to give, you know, the story away, but it's really a lot of powerful.
You can give a little bit away. I mean, people still want to come see the acting. You know, I mean, because I mean, to me, it's like the what August Wilson does in each one of his plays is to capture, especially on the male side of the equation, is to capture the heart, the pulse of something inside the black community that's. Doesn't always come to light in the world.
Yes, yes.
And in a very intense social but personal way.
Yes.
Well, and political undertones just because you can't avoid them.
Yes,
right.
Because that's a part of it. But
right.
But it's also very personal.
Right.
You know, and that's what makes it, as an actor, so compelling and such great material to work from because, you know, it's based on truth. It's
right.
based on so much truth that we all share. You know,
but universal.
It's universal.
It is.
Absolutely.
Right.
And by being specific, it is universal. And so that's the beauty of his work.
And, you know, I think that in this particular play, it's not played that much.
No, it's not.
But it's a very, I mean, many of his plays are very intense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this one is the relationship between father and son in this play is one of the things that I always kind of think about.
And you know, all of these characters are characters that you see every single day of your life.
Right.
Like, for instance, Fielding was talking about he's an alcoholic, but there are reasons for him being an alcoholic. You know, he was a fabulous tailor to greats like Billy Eckstein. And, you know, and so you know, and we all have those stories. You know, nobody just gets up one day and decides, I'm just going to drink myself into a tizzy.
Right.
You know, you society sometimes pushes you to that point. And so I think you learn so much about our own culture. You learn about our own society. And it's not, you know, a black society, a white society. It is society. It's a global, universal society. And as you said, that we just learn about. We learn about, like Turnbull. Everybody says, oh, he's a gossip. But he has a reason for needing to tell the truth and keep everything truthful, you know. And so we find ourselves looking at these characters and saying, wow, you know, that is why. Sometimes it's not about, oh, he's just like my, oh, that is why so-and-so is like that, or that is why so-and-so. Mm-hmm. So you learn a little bit each time. I hear a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I saw Jitney. I've only seen Jitney once, and that was many years ago at the National Black Theater Festival in North Carolina. So that's been a while back. But I can go to see some plays time after time after time, because I learn so much. Because you hear differently based on where you are in your life at that time.
Well, and I've never seen Grant act, but the fact that you're directing a Shirley and that Roscoe Orman is in it is enough for people to want to come see how this thing.
Oh my goodness! Works. Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm excited about. I only wish we could be doing it longer than those
just a weekend.
Days.
I wish it was like several weekends in a row or something.
Yeah, because we'll just be getting warmed up.
Right, you're just getting warmed up. So it only runs from the 9th, which is Friday.
The 9th is actually a Thursday. It opens with a school matinee. It's very important for Theater Morgan to always give the opportunity to schools to come to a matinee. So we have a 10:30 Thursday morning matinee, and we have a preview on that night. And opening night is Friday. We have two shows on Saturday, and I'm so excited to
And
Sunday we have two shows. I'm so excited that the Saturday, February 11th, 7:30 show is actually being signed, which is American Sign Language. It's interpreted. And I'm so excited about that, because when I was doing my research, you know, I'm trying to get in the swing of things with Facebook and all these other
don't hurt yourself with it. It's all right.
Yeah, but I saw where there were some calls for people who wanted to be a part of a project with African-American males who had been a part of different universities. And, yes, they were deaf and or hard of hearing, but there was an issue of, are they being fed socially and culturally as African Americans, you know, that are deaf and hard of hearing. And so we're actually having a panel discussion on that night to discuss those issues and how are the hearing African-American, you know, male being fed socially and culturally as well. So I'm excited, because we don't always have, an interpreted production performance.
So and going back to the play itself, I mean, I want to give our listeners a sense of what they're coming to see. I mean, August Wilson, one of the premier playwrights who passed away in 2005, who just took, I think, the theater world by storm with having a play about his world, Pittsburgh, Black America, Pittsburgh, which he grew up in as a poor man, poor kid, never knew his father,
right?
Or didn't his father wasn't there? Who was white? His mother was black, and he grew up in this town. He wrote and wrote what he knew, his grandfather's, his great grandfather's story is his story. You know, so and he put these things together. So here's this play. It takes place in the 1970s, which was a play. Part of it is about gentrification.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. What and those have? Of us who are from those black communities, you know, I was born in Harlem, raised in the Bronx. But throughout the United States in the 70s, that was the story that was evolving. It was after, of course, the civil rights movement and the losses of Dr. King and the Kennedys and Malcolm and all that. So it was a completely new landscape. I mean, those communities were being torn down, and some of them have been rebuilt, but not all of them. Yeah,
And that's why this kind of play has a lot of layers to it.
Yes. And one of the things we talk about in the play is the fact, you may want to talk about the fact of, well, when are they going to tear them down? Right. You know, that.
I think the gentrification aspect of the play is the most interesting for me because of someone not being able to experience that, not being born at that time, to see the struggles that people went through and the fact that they still made it through, were still hard workers, they didn't have enough time or room to complain. It's a great thing. And I think today the youth can learn a lot from it because the struggles that we have today aren't nearly as hard as the struggles they were going through at that time. And I think that's what a lot of people my age and younger can get from the play, is that there are struggles out there that are much harder than the things we are going through. The fact that we have a chance to go to school, the chance to not even have to work through school or things like of that nature, it's a great thing. And to be able to experience that through a play is something I definitely want my friends and family and everybody to see that weren't able to experience that.
Who plays Becker? I forget the character's name. Your son,
Booster.
Yes. Booster.
Jerome Banks Bay, who actually is a Morgan alum, and he teaches at Douglas High School now. But he plays Booster, and so we're excited about that. And in fact, Mark, the thing that what I like about this production is we've brought in Roscoe Orman, who has been a pillar in not only, you know, our generation society, but even,
right,
you know, a lot of these students remember, you know, also seeing Gordon on
right,
television. But so we've brought in somebody that's a name, and then we have people from the community, we have alumni, and we also have our students. So we have a wide variety of different types of people that have come together to make this this production
cast
happen.
Yes.
It's a wonderful cast.
It is important. I mean, because you know, Roscoe Orman, who's done so many things in theater and some film, you've written books, you're an artist, you've been an advocate for children. I mean, you've been.
Well, I've been around a long time.
Yeah, to be on Sesame Street 37 and a half years, you have to be around for a little while.
I'm celebrating my 50th anniversary as a professional actor this year.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Actually, I was still in. I was a senior in high school when I did my first professional job off Broadway in New York. If We Grow Up was the name of the play, and we did.
So did you always want to be in theater?
Well, you know, it was a seed planted in me. I don't know if purposely or not, but my grandfather was a vaudevillian in Harlem.
Ah, really? Really?
Briefly before he
wow,
became a husband and father. He, you know, and he had to go get other work. You know, eventually became a master chef. But he used to tell me those stories about when he was on stage and all the great performers we would work with, and that gleam in his eye somehow transmitted into me, and the love of performing. And I performed all through school. And even though I was focused on a visual arts career, I did study visual arts. And as you may know, I've illustrated my children's book, which was a kind of a nice,
beautiful book.
Thank you. Thank
beautiful,
you
gorgeous
much
book.
But that performing bug has been with me for a long time.
So now, how did you two hook up to get and at Morgan? Because it's not like, you know, you can go to Broadway, you can go off Broadway and get jobs and they nice write a check. But
Shirley called me.
I called him.
That's it.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
called
she
him.
She had my number.
Yeah.
Had your number.
I had his number.
I hear you.
I got your number.
And she
Roscoe
still has my number.
but like he said, 10 years ago, I was directing Fences in Madison, and they had received a grant to bring in, you know, instead of bringing in professional performers from the Wisconsin and Chicago area, because Medicine Rep did a lot of their auditioning in Chicago, they said, you know, we'd like to bring in a name. So I said, well, it all depends on who I want to look at for 8 hours, you know, a day. Because in theater, a lot of people feel that theater, oh, it's an easy breezy. But you work 8 hours a day for 6 days a week. You're off on Monday, and you have, and it is hard work. When you
acting
go home,
acting is hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work.
Yes.
So at that, and I remember it so fondly, with my children growing up with the voice of Roscoe Orman. And so I said, you know, that guy on Sesame Street, and all I knew was Gordon. So so they, you know, there was the contact there. And so when it was time to do this, I thought, why not? And then I saw you at the National Black Theater Festival.
Yes.
And I said, I need to talk to you about something.
Yes.
And because we were going from hither, thither and yond. And so we touched base and I said, I've got to talk to you about a project. And so that's what happened. Yeah.
That's just amazing. That really is an honor, I think, for our community and for Morgan State University and Kim Baldwin that you came down and gave of your time to do this, even though it's a great role.
It's a great role and with a great company. I mean, I'm so excited to work with the local actors and the students. I mean, it's inspiring for me. You know, I've done some teaching over the years myself, you know, teaching. And I love passing on the craft to the younger generation coming up.
And for students to be able to finish out their career here at Morgan State University working with
it's a great experience. It's I'm humbled, yes.
Mm-hmm. This is great. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to coming and try to be there opening night.
Oh, good.
February 9th, right?
Yes.
And we have
February 10th is opening night.
That's a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm really, I am one of those people who I always call myself calendrically challenged. I made that word up. I'm calendrically challenged.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah. My producers will tell you I'm really calendrically challenged. So first, let's make sure people get this right. Jitney by August Wilson runs from February 9th through the 12th at the Murphy Fine Arts Center here on Morgan State University's campus. You can go to murphyfineartscenter.org or, even easier, 443-885-4440.
And also Ticketmaster.
And Ticketmaster.
Yes.
You don't want to miss this performance of Jitney. It's your chance to see Roscoe Orman, who, of course, you know, is Gordon on Sesame Street. You know, the great the book. Was it something in Mobo? I'm blocking
Ricky it. And Mobo.
Ricky and Mobo. Ricky and Mobo,
book,
right.
Yes.
And an amazing human being who's going to be here at Morgan State's campus playing Becker in Jitney, directed by the great Shirley Bassfield Dunlap. Great she brought this here. And she's a great
Thank
director.
You.
You're a great director.
Thank
she
you.
Is.
You always put good stuff
she
together.
Very much so.
And Grant Harvey could be graduating from Morgan State University this May?
No, I'm actually first semester, so next year.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're graduating anyway. It's
yes,
coming up.
Definitely.
He's playing Fielding in Jitney. He's a senior here at Morgan State, and it's been great to have all three of you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Thank
awesome.
You, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
Ticketmaster or 443-885-4440. Do not miss this performance of Jitney at Morgan State University from February 9th through the 12th.
Thank you.
Good to have you all here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, we'll be right back. Don't go away.